If the bechor does not have testicles, it doesn't have two pouches. Instead, there's only one pouch which holds both testicles. Or if the bechor only has one testicle, it has two pouches, but only one of them has a testicle, that's considered a munkavua, and you can shuck the bechor. Rabbi Shmuel, amen. And yeshlo shnei kisim, yeshlo shnei beitzim. Eimlo ela kisechad, eimlo ela beitza achas. Rabbi Shmuel argued with the second case and agrees with the first case. In the second case, the Tanakhama said that if it has only one testicle, even if it has two pouches, then it's considered a munk. And Rabbi Shmuel says if it has two pouches, it most certainly has two testicles, so therefore it's not a munk. But in the first case, he agrees that if there's only one pouch, even if that one pouch holds two testicles, it's the same as if it has only one testicle, and it's a mum, and you can shach the bechor. Rabbi Akiva Omer Moshivo Alakuzu Umamach. Rabbi Akiva says in the case where it has two pouches, and there's only one testicle, so we have to test it and check to see if it has two testicles or not. How do we do this? We have the payment sit on its backside, and we feel. If there is a second testicle, when we feel there, eventually it will come out into the pouch. So therefore, if when we feel there, the second testicle doesn't come out, then we can assume there's only one testicle, and it's a mum, and you can shach the bechor. Ma'isa shemiech belo yatas. The ma'isa that a bechor had two pouches, there's only one testicle, and they felt there, and the second testicle did not come out, so therefore it was considered a mum kavua, like Rabbi Akiva, ben nishchat, and they shachted the bechor, ben nimsat, luka, ben salam, and after they shachted the bechor, they found the second testicle that was stuck on the inside and never came out to the pouch, but it was there. The hitter Rabbi Akiva brought to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Akiva was matir. Even though Rabbi Akiva said before that if there is a second testicle there, it will come out when you feel there. What he meant to say is like this. If it comes out when you feel there, it's not a mum. If it doesn't come out when you feel there, it is a mum. So therefore, in this case, since it did not come out when they felt there, that's a mum. And Rabbi Akiva was matir to eat the bechor, while Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri asked, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri helped, since there was a second testicle there, even though it didn't come out, it was not a mum, and therefore they had no right to shach the bechor. Mesachas Bechorot, Parak Vav, Mishnah Zayin, Baal Chamesh Raglayim, O She'en Lo Ela Shalosh. If the behemoth has five legs, or if it has only three legs, then that's considered a mum, and you can shach the bechor. Now we're talking about over here where the extra leg or the missing leg was in the front of the animal, the four legs. That's considered a mum, but it's not considered a trefa, so therefore you can shach the bechor and eat it, since it's not a trefa. But if it has a missing leg, or an extra leg in the hind legs, even though that's considered a mum, but it's also a trefa, and therefore you cannot eat the bechor, and since it's a trefa, it's usher to eat. V'sharaglo pluto is kishel chamor. Or if its feet are round like a donkey, this is also a mum, and you can shach the bechor. V'hashachol Bahakasal. Shachol and kasal are also mumen. Ezehu shachol. What's the mum of shachol? Shenishmata yurechol. That the sign slipped out of place. The kasal. What's kasal? Sheachat mirechosav gibor. One side is higher than the other. This is also a mum. And you can check the bechor.